wasn't only Kissinger who went to China.
35 years ago, when I first visited China, it would not have seemed possible how the potential competition between these our two countries could be built into a creative relationship for global trade and world peace.
And we're not quite there yet. A generation after the opening to China, the U.S. finds being creative with the Chinese is more challenging than even Henry Kissinger could imagine. Google hits a bump in its plans for world domination. China turns everything else into Brand X. Doing business with or getting the business from China. It's billions hands over fist on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, March 24th. Lots of billions there in China. We hear about it all the time, but apparently no low-hanging fruit.
Billions of people in China, and a lot of them are very internet savvy, maybe more than the Chinese government thought.
They're not going to let their money just sort of flow out of the country.
That's right. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Now that healthcare reform is law, at least the major portion of it, Republicans have a new slogan, repeal and replace. White House Domestic Policy Chief Melody Barnes, though, isn't worried about it.
To that, I say bring it on. If you want to look in the face of a parent whose child now has health care insurance and say we're repealing that, if you want to look at a senior who now has better prescription drug coverage and say we're repealing that, go right ahead.
Meanwhile, the Senate continues its reconciliation debate today, and President Obama will sign an executive order placing limits on the federal funding of abortion. Israeli officials have approved a plan this morning to build more Jewish homes in East Jerusalem. The announcement comes hours after President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister met last night in an attempt to settle the dispute over new construction.
Pakistan's foreign minister wants his country to be recognized as a nuclear power. He wants the same kind of cooperative agreement that India has with the U.S. It'll be among the topics as high-level strategic talks begin in Washington today. And we're learning this morning that Google is still censoring some searches by customers in China. A spokesman for the search giant says the company will honor any agreements it had with the Chinese government before it switched to a portal based in Hong Kong. Is there a trade war brewing between Google and China? And we're joined by Nicholas Kristof, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner and columnist for our partner, The New York Times. We're going to have an extensive discussion about this Google-China flare-up and what it means for the world. But generally speaking, Nicholas Kristof, are China and Google, in a way, competing for world domination?
Well, I'm not sure they would put it that way. And in fact, I'm sure they wouldn't. But in a sense, they are. But I mean, the outcome of this struggle is going to be less domination by one or the other, and probably both of them bloody to some degree. I mean, Google will, I think, gain an image internationally. I think we're already seeing that here. But it will pay a real price in what is potentially the world's largest long-term market in China. And it really, truly will pay a price there. And China, I think, is already going to pay a price because for so many young Chinese, you know, they don't maybe care so much about having a ballot and a real election, but they do care about having a good search engine.
Indeed.
And I think there's a lot of frustration among young Chinese about that.
I mean, that constitutes freedom in China. Nicholas Kristof, stay with us. We'll be back with you with a full discussion in just a moment. And our takeaway question today, think about it. What would you do without more easily? Products from China or using Google? That's the question. You can reach us at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
And it's a stumper. Let's take a look at the markets. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,888. The S&P opens at 1,174. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,415.
A couple other things on the program. Our DIY bailout series continues. Beth Koblenner will be here with more advice on getting out of debt and back on your way to financial security. Living without Google or living without China? It's a question for the entire world. Coming right up.